We're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. What is your zip code?
19140.
Thank you. And what is your year of birth?
1940.
Thank you, sir. And do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race? White, black, or African-American, American Indian?
African-American.
Understood. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
You are?
Yes. Yeah.
As you may know, there will be elections for offices in the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote. Always do.
Understood. And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2020 general election? I believe it's 2024. I do apologize. That would be voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail.
Voting by mail now.
Okay, understood. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please write the amount of power you feel black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. You can use numbers in between.
5.
Understood. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, again, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Thank you, sir. And now we'd like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale also from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or understood, now, then I will give you the name. Mark Kelly.
0.
Donald Trump.
5.
J.D. Vance.
5.
Tim Walz.
5.
Barack Obama.
Who?
Barack Obama, the ex-president. What number?
I can't vote for him.
Oh, no, this is just names of how you feel from 0 to 10, if they are very fit. Favorable
ten.
Or
ten.
Okay. Next, Josh Shapiro.
9.
Joe Biden.
About 6.
And Kamala Harris.
5.
Got it, sir. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? You can select the top 3 issues most important to you. 1 is reducing racism and discrimination, rising the cost of living, criminal justice and police reform, access to good jobs, access to good quality education, affordable quality housing, abortion, immigration, protecting and expanding voting rights, climate change and the environment, better transportation systems, affordable quality healthcare, public safety, including gun violence, and you can choose between these three of them, the top three.
Gun violence.
Okay, that's number one.
Immigration.
Okay. And the last?
Would be... well, there's so many of them right now.
You can, I can read them to you again, like reducing racism, rising cost of living, I'm sorry, criminal justice, access to good jobs.
Cost of living.
Understood. I got those three, and I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election, I'm sorry, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And yes, that would be.
I don't know.
I understand, sir. If you had to choose from whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris?
I have to wait till November.
I understand, sir.
I can't do it now.
Understood.
I have to wait longer to hear what they've got to say.
I hear you, sir.
Right now.
I get it, sir. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democrat Party. But if it is assumed, she will be during the Democrat National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, what would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote, it makes no difference. Somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote.
I don't know. I have to vote for somebody, but it's hard to choose. Hard to vote for either one of them now.
As I mentioned in this question specifically, it's if Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as Democrat candidate for the President of the United States, what would that make you, like, much more motivated or less motivated?
Less motivated.
Would you say much less motivated or somewhat less motivated to vote?
Somewhat less motivated.
Thank you. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democrat Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, or someone less favorable, or some much less favorable?
Less favorable.
Would you say somewhat or much less?
Somewhat less.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Like a little trust, would you say, or
yes,
some?
A little.
Understood. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Understood. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. She governs with an iron fist.
No.
So, no, okay. And it's a strong black woman. Would you just say that? No? Okay. Is prepared to be a president?
Not really.
fights for all of us.
No.
It's someone, young girls can look up to.
Who's that?
She is someone who young girls can look up to.
Somewhat.
I hear you. It's tough on crime.
No.
Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
No, she doesn't restrict rights.
And represents the AAPI community.
AAPI?
We're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. Well, what is your zip code?
19140.
All right, let me go ahead and check what's going on here because it seems that someone is using my extension right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am in the middle of a survey with a... I'm sorry, sir. I think that something happened here, so thank you. I will call you in a minute, okay? You're
halfway... Continue with the survey. Continue with the survey. Continue with the survey.
Okay, thank you. Oh, just a second, sir, if you can please stay on the line.